online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Finance Minister has said the pandemic unemployment payment must be taxed the same way as other income supports. Donegal County Council says a full multi-agency investigation is underway into the bog slippage at the site of Meanbog Wind Farm near Barnsmore Gap. Meanwhile, local campaigners are calling for work on the wind farm to be halted. Live ammunition cartridges have been discovered dumped among rubbish in West Donegal. And the Foreign Affairs Minister has played down the impact Dominic Cummings' departure from Downing Street will have on Brexit negotiations. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, SAILTA has confirmed that the outbreak control team at Letterkenny University Hospital continues to respond to an outbreak of COVID-19 at the hospital. In a statement, the group says COVID-19 testing and contact tracing of both staff and patients is being carried out to ensure the protection of public health. Any staff identified as close contacts of COVID-19 cases are being asked to isolate, and patients are being supported individually. The group said the outbreak is said to be having a significant impact on elective procedures at the hospital this week, resulting in deferral of inpatient and day case surgery, and the group says this will be reviewed daily. A US-backed COVID-19 vaccine has shown to be almost 95% effective. 30,000 people took part in Moderna's trial, which saw participants given two doses of either the vaccine or a placebo 4 weeks apart. It comes just after a week after Pfizer and BioNTech published early data that shows their vaccine is 90% effective. Moderna president Stephen Hoge says the company plans to apply for approval in the coming weeks.
We still need to complete the regulatory process. We hope to have about 20 million doses of the vaccine by the end of this year. And we're looking forward to making about 500 million to a billion doses next year. But that is going to be a 24/7 operation.
Meanwhile, two COVID testing facilities are due to open at Dublin Airport on Thursday, one of them using a test part developed in Donegal. The facilities will be operated by healthcare firms Randox and Rockdoc and will offer people either a drive-through or walk-in test. The facilities are fully open to the public, whether they require a test for travel or for other reasons. All customers will need to pre-book their test online, with prices starting at €99. The Finance Minister has said the pandemic unemployment payment must be taxed the same way as other income supports. It's after a row at a Dáil committee over whether people on PUP should have to pay income tax on it. The government won a vote passing the measure into the finance bill. Earlier, Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson and Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says it was a step too far.
These aren't high earners in the main. Somebody who had a total income of €23,850 this year, will now pay an additional, possibly up to an additional €1,470 because of this amendment.
Meanwhile, Minister Pascal Donoghue defended the move that will see people on the PUP landed with a tax bill.
And it is an income support. You're right, I can't have it both ways. I can't be saying that this is an income support, which it is, and then not tax it in the way we tax other income supports. That is consistency.
Meanwhile, the government is to move to ban takeaway pints. Cabinet will be asked to make the decision tomorrow, with the Department of Health preparing a regulation to be signed later in the week. It comes after hundreds of people gathered in Dublin and Cork over the weekend getting takeaway drinks from some pubs. Taoiseach Micheál Martin told Red FM they don't want a repeat of those scenes.
The collective effort of people is working. We're still doing things. It's different and it's very difficult for people. And of course, people are fatigued. But what we're endeavouring to do is to create space for people to have a meaningful December and a meaningful Christmas. And if we all work together to get the numbers down, we can do that.
Meanwhile, there have been a further 14 COVID-related deaths in the north and 331 new cases of the virus. It brings to 869 the total number of people with the virus who have died in Northern Ireland. The total number of cases now stands at 47,162. Live ammunition cartridges have been discovered dumped among rubbish in West Donegal. The cartridges were found in a pile of illegal dumping at Muckish Railway Walk this morning. The discovery has been reported to Gardaí. Local councillor John Hamish O'Farrey says serious harm could have been caused if the cartridges were picked up by someone who was unaware of the dangers of them.
It happened this morning at the bottom of Muckish and on the railway walk there. When an individual was out cleaning up illegal dumping that occurred there over the weekend. When he searched through it, he came across of live cartridges for a shotgun. There were 6 or 7 cartridges. This has been reported to the local Gardaí and they're taking them away now. But it just shows you the danger again when the amount of people using this walkway and young children, if they came across this, how dangerous it would be. Again, people are just disregarding stuff from their houses and not checking what's in it. Maybe the individual didn't know the cartridges were there, but they were there and that the danger is that it could have been more serious.
And indeed, as you mentioned, their young children, if they had have came across this, this could have been a very different story.
Exactly. And over the last number of months, Donegal County Council, in conjunction with the local Chrysler committee there, have been working diligently on this railway walk. And as you know, there's investment now in the next 2 months. Donegal County Council have a contractor in place to start works there on towards Fulcara direction to resurface the walkway, and this will encourage more people to go on. But again, it shows you that there's a small minority out there that's still doing the legal dumping.
Donegal County Council says a full multi-agency investigation is underway into the bog slippage at the site of Meanbog Wind Farm near Barnsmore Gap, with a focus on mitigating the impact of the event, preventing further pollution and determining the cause. No threat has been identified to water supplies on either side of the border, but there is serious concern for the future of the salmon and trout fishery in the Derg River system in Tyrone. Gary Irvine, chairman of the Derg Valley Community Angling Club, says fish may struggle to survive.
And they need clean gravel and they need fresh oxygenated water to flow over that gravel. And the peat that's suspended in the water and that's covered the entire riverbed, I would imagine. I don't know if that will be possible for those fish to spawn successfully. I also don't know what effect the constant peat, the thick peat that's in the water, how fish will continue to breathe with that. I fear that that could wipe out miles of fish and vertebrate life. We do hope when the water clears, when that clears or when the water levels drop, that there still are signs of fish life and we don't see carcasses and fish that are struggling to breathe. That's our hope. It is the best year for salmon and sea trout locally in quite a few years, and it'll be a disaster to see that lost.
Well, local campaigners say they have been warning something like this would happen for some time, and they are now calling for work on the wind farm to be halted. Meanwhile, a Donegal TD is calling for changes in the way environmental impact studies are carried out and proposed infrastructural developments such as wind farms. On today's 9 till noon show, Deputy Thomas Pringle said there is one change that could be made now, which he believes would improve confidence in the system.
We do need a long-term look at this, but that has to happen separately. As far as I know, under European law, and that developers don't do the investigations themselves. Like what happens here when Planery or somebody else puts in for a wind farm, they do all the environmental investigations, they do all the reports and they submit everything to the council. I have yet to see any submission from a developer say that this development shouldn't happen. If what could happen right away, and which would be very feasible, is that actually if you want to develop a wind farm, you pay up to $100,000 to the council, and the council actually carry out an independent assessment of the development, and then if that independent assessment recommends controls be put in place, that would be included in the planning permission, and that would go very quickly, I think, to actually sorting a lot of these problems out. We could do that while looking at the long-term aspects of what has actually happened here as well.
The Foreign Affairs Minister has played down the impact Dominic Cummings' departure from Downing Street will have on the Brexit negotiations. Talks resume this evening as they enter a crunch week. Significant differences still remain on fisheries and rules around competition. Boris Johnson lost a key advisor in Dominic Cummings this week, but Minister Simon Coveney has played down the impact that will have.
Look, I mean, I think they're factors, but they're not the core factors. You know, Boris Johnson is still the person who has to sign off on any final deal. Many of the pressures that were there 10 days ago are still there now on him in terms of his own party and British politics and expectations generally.
Planning for two major projects in Donegal under the Rural Regeneration Programme has been approved today. A special sitting of Donegal County Council was held to approve both the seed project in Ballybofey and Stranorler and the current Donegal Town Centre Regeneration Project. Details of the projects have now been sent to Dublin for funding approval. North Innishowen Councillor Martin McDermott says a decision is expected in the spring for what will be very important developments.
It now will go forward at the start of December to the department for funding, which will be announced probably around March time of 2021. It's a massive project. It's a really big transformation of the town of Carndonagh. There'll be a number of buildings that will be reinstated and redone up, and there'll be a new walkway from the main town centre down to the Super Value Car Park. And there's other elements of the project as well that will happen in Carndonagh. So it's a massive project. It's a big, big opportunity for the town. It's a big opportunity now for North Innishowen. And, you know, a lot of credit has to go to the officials of the council that worked so hard on this for the last couple of months, and especially to Spree Yuga Sport in Carndonagh, who are the partnering organisation in this and have done fantastic work in the town. And the great thing about this project, it's a completely community-led project. It's going to be a community-run project, and it will be just fantastic for the town.
This project in Carn and indeed the seed project in the twin towns of Ballybofey and Stranorler as well passed today. The hope now would be that the government sees the level of effort, the government sees the commitment of council, and the government matches that commitment with positive funding announcements sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. I mean, the rural regeneration is a big... it's a big fund. It's a massive fund. It's like a £300 million fund that's been there now for the next, I think, for the next 10 years. And, you know, we would see these projects as being excellent projects that would fit the criteria excellently. For certainly will make a massive, massive difference.
The president of Letterkenny Chambers says the Star of Hope at the Polestar roundabout in the town represents hope for a better time ahead. The star was lit at the weekend by 9-year-old Khalees McGuigan. Chamber President Jimmy Stafford says the message to think and shop local is vital.
We just decided we call it the Star of Hope. Hope and Khalees, the young 9-year-old girl who is going through a lot at the moment and a great character, we gave her the opportunity to light up the Star of Hope, to give us all hope for the future, for the coming weeks and months. Hope to get our retailers back open, hope for people to get back to work, and more importantly, hope for everyone's health and well-being to be good over the coming weeks and months. And you know, give people a bit of a boost as well, and give people a lift to see the star on the pole star lit up.
There is a lot of speculation at the moment about what may happen in Donegal going into December. Obviously, we want to see businesses reopened. Obviously, we want to see the figures go down, and we want to see some semblance of normalcy return before Christmas. The hope of Chamber is whatever happens, that people will support their local businesses and people will support their local community.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's the one thing we've been calling for all along, is in people just to think local, shop local. If you're clicking and online, maybe click online locally or click and collect locally. And right across Letterkenny and the county, retailers have changed their whole model of how they do business. So the click and collect, and business owners are available at their premises. You can go online to their website, buy their product. And also you see a lot of business owners offering vouchers, be it a hotel, be it a restaurant, be it a shop. So great opportunity for people just, you know, put a bit of money back in locally. Don't, as you know, Shop LK, a huge, huge benefit to Letterkenny. €3 million in sales last year, and already this year our online sales of the Shop LK are up 50% in November. And we said this back in March, Donal, you know, of all the years, and now more than ever, we need people just to think local and shop local and help the local economy.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michaelmore for Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 16 minutes past five and time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. Donegal manager Declan Bonner says Stephen McMenamin is a huge doubt to be fit to play in Sunday's Ulster football final against Cavan. The Red Hughes man picked up a hamstring injury in the opening minutes of the win over Armagh last Saturday. It's looking very doubtful for Stephen. We'll give him a real opportunity, but at this current time we haven't got him back on the pitch yet. But it would be probably less than 50-50. Meanwhile, Hugh McFadden also picked up a knock at Breffni Park, but the county boss is more confident on the Killybegs midfielder come sweeper. He added, Hugh will be assessed. I think he will be okay. Stephen is probably our main concern. On the plus side, Paddy McGrath, who missed the semi-final, is expected on the training pitch this week and could feature in the final next Sunday. Well, the final lineup, of course, was confirmed yesterday after Cavan edged out Down, as Donegal will meet the Breffni County for the second year in a row. Donegal will be seen as hot favourites as they chase down a third Anglo-Celt Cup on the bounce. Cavan, of course, struggled against Donegal last year, but Martin McHugh, who has won titles in the province with both counties as a player and manager, says Cavan may be better equipped this time around.
Yeah, definitely, Oisín, and the couple of advantages they have is that there's no crowd there and there's no pressure on them. I know from being involved in Cavan, and I was even in Cavan working last year, the week before the final, and there were a lot of hype in the county, a lot of flags up on the county, and a lot of people talking about, this was Cavan team, we're going to beat Donegal, and put a lot of pressure on the players. That pressure's not on them this time at all. They're not expected to win. It's a good situation from them. And so I definitely think they're better equipped, and they've got a couple of very, and Gareth McKiernan and Thomas Galligan, they can afford to press Donegal's kickouts and make Donegal go long. They have the likes of Conor Madden coming on the full forward link. Their team has been improving all along. So yeah, definitely it's going to be a better Cavan team than last year. And suppose from Donegal's point of view, losing Paddy McGrath and Stephen McMenamin in the full back line, that has to be a worry going forward, you know, that we're just running out of players, particularly in the full back line. And that was the fear that me and you talked about early on, was the games coming thick and fast, injuries are going to have a big burden on it. So yeah, Cavan are definitely going to put it up to Donegal, there's no doubt about it, but hopefully Donegal, please God, can get another Ulster final under their belt.
And in saying that, Martin, Donegal of course are going for three in a row. We have seen Declan Bonner's side evolve over the last 3 years. Going into this decider, are Donegal now better positioned than what they were over the last couple of seasons?
Well, suppose you look at it from the point of view of Cavan, or say in the start of the year, they got to an Ulster final last year. They wanted to get to one this year and try to win it. From Donegal's point of view, this is their, you know, they're going for three in a row in Ulster. You know, they have to be looking at a bigger picture. There's no doubt about that there. So it's all about doing the job, professionally getting out there and doing the job. What you did against Armagh, that second quarter was as good a football Oisín that me and you, since we started working together, have witnessed in this Donegal team. So yeah, players getting confidence. We have good lads coming off the bench and everything else making the difference, and we're not dependent on a couple of players anymore. So yeah, definitely Donegal have to be looking at the bigger picture. Professional job to do, get it done, get back down the road and get ready for the semi-final.
That's Martin McHugh. Now, Pádraig Mógán, who scored 1-2 during that impressive one over Armagh, has been named as one of the three nominees for the GAA Player of the Week. The other two are Matthew Ryan of Mayo and Kieran Kilkenny of Dublin. Well, the Donegal Hurlers will play their All-Ireland final against Mayo at Croke Park. GAA officials have confirmed the Nicky Rackard Cup decider for headquarters in Dublin, but the only downfall is the game will be on Sunday, the same day as the county senior footballers play Cavan. The football will start at 4 o'clock, with the hurlers set for an earlier start time of 1:30. Speaking on this week's DEL debate, which will air later this evening, Donegal hurling manager Mickey McCann says it's a bonus to be at Croke Park.
I suppose maybe if we get read up, we'll get watching a bit of the football this week, Brendan, but I suppose the both of them getting the road to one another badly last week, and even this week, like, we'll be lucky to get the second half. But look, that's the way the fixtures are this year. They're all being pushed on in a short period of time. So, okay, same thing. We'll just switch off from football and get our own house in order. And wee bit of bonus now is Croke Park, Brendan. It was a wee bit of doubt where it was going to be played. But look, it's always nice for the hurlers to get a day in Croke Park.
And there's more from Mickey McCann tonight on the DL debate with Brendan Devaney, as a podcast, of course, online on HighlandRadio.com, and it will be aired just after the 7 o'clock news. Also on the programme, Mark McHugh and Oisín McConville will discuss Donegal's win over Armagh and look ahead to the final. Plus, Jay Fallon will be joining Brendan on Galway's narrow defeat to Mayo in the Connacht senior final. And just briefly looking ahead to next Sunday, the 22nd, it's going to be a bumper afternoon of action. We'll have full live commentary from both of the games involving Donegal. We'll have live action from Croke Park, Donegal against Mayo in the hurling final, and of course live commentary as well from Armagh as Donegal take on Cavan. You'll not miss a beat here in Highland from both of those games this coming weekend. Elsewhere in GAA, Tipperary or Galway will be out of the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship by the weekend. The two heavyweights have been paired off for the All-Ireland quarterfinals at the Gaelic Grounds in Limerick on Saturday. On the other side, beaten Munster finalist Waterford will take on Clare at Parky Cove. Stephen Kenny's called up four players to the Republic of Ireland squad for Wednesday's Nations League game with Bulgaria. Matt Doherty and James McLean have both contracted COVID-19 and are set to miss out on the match at the Aviva. Former Derry City player Aaron McAniff is one of the Shamrock Rovers duo called up. Graham Burke is the other. Millwall's on-loan striker Troy Parrott and Peterborough midfielder Jack Taylor also come in. Meanwhile, Adam Ida has returned to his club Norwich with an injury. In Rugby Ireland, head coach Andy Farrell will have an interesting decision to make at out half for Saturday's game away to England. Jonathan Sexton's been ruled out with a hamstring injury, while Billy Burns will be following return to play protocols. Farrell has hinted that he may experiment with scrum half Conor Murray in the number 10 role. Robbie Henshaw will also miss the game at Twickenham with an abductor strain. Burns, who won a first cap off the bench last Friday and was later withdrawn with a knock to the head, well, he hopes that he can feature at Twickenham in some capacity this time around.
If I can sort of tick all the boxes in the return to play protocol, which I'm tracking along well with at the moment, then hopefully I'm in the conversation for sure. If I get that opportunity, whether it be starting or off the bench, it will be great to get to put on the shirt again and hopefully contribute to the team to getting a big win over at Twickenham, which is one of the toughest places to go.
Pro 14 tonight, Ulster and Leinster both in action at 6 o'clock. Ulster are taking on Zebra and Leinster are up against Edinburgh as from 8:15. That's your sports. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisín. And for weather now, outbreaks of rain and drizzle tonight. More persistent rain at times and lowest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees in fresh southwest winds, strong and gusty along the coast. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, SEALTA has confirmed that the outbreak control team at Letterkenny University Hospital is continuing to respond to an outbreak of COVID-19 at the hospital. In a statement, the group says virus testing and contact tracing of both staff and patients is being carried out to ensure the protection of public health. A US-backed COVID-19 vaccine has shown to be almost 95% effective. 30,000 people took part in Moderna's trial, which saw participants given two doses of either the vaccine or a placebo 4 weeks apart. Live ammunition cartridges have been discovered dumped among rubbish in West Donegal. The cartridges were found in a pile of illegal dumping at Mockish Railway Walk this morning. And Donegal County Council says a full multi-agency investigation is underway into the bog slippage at the site of Main Bog Wind Farm near Barnsmore Gap, with a focus on mitigating the impact of the event, preventing further pollution and determining the cause. Meanwhile, local campaigners say they have been warning something like this would happen for some time and are now calling for work on the wind farm to be halted. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Monday evening, November the 16th. The death has taken place of Ellen Gallagher, Nate Donaghy, 6 Seacoast Park, Port Stewart. Requiem Mass will take place in St Patrick's Church, Clonie, on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, with interment in the adjoining cemetery immediately after. Due to ongoing restrictions, the Mass and committal are strictly private for family only, with number restrictions applying. Funeral Mass will be streamed live from mcmmedia.tv/Derry/ St Patrick's Church, Clonie. The death has taken place of Breed Ward, née White, 282 Lisnefin Park, Strabane. Funeral leaving Quigley's Funeral Home on Wednesday afternoon at 12:30 for a Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Angel Wishes, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Irvine, Nate Canavan, late of Corm Square, Strabane. Removal from Quigley's funeral home tomorrow evening at 22:06 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the funeral will be private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. The death has taken place of Willie Patterson of Nagatty, Remelton. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Rosary each night at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Mary's Church, Remelton. The death has taken place of Christy McLaughlin, St Paul's Park, Greencastle. Funeral Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Columba's Church, Ballinacray, Leckamy, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the ICU, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Dan McCanny, 43, Lockery Terrace, Drumquin. Dan's remains will repose at his home from Wednesday evening, with removal on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Langfield, Drumquin, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Following COVID guidelines, the wake is private to family and friends. The death has taken place of John Doherty, Richards, Clonbeg, Buncrana, reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only. The death has occurred of Martin Wright, Navney, Ballybuffet. Funeral arriving at the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, tomorrow morning for Requiem Mass at 9 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be strictly private to the immediate families only, please. The death has taken place of George Coyle, 9 Castle Park, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the City Cemetery, Derry. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial is private to family, close friends and neighbours. And the death has occurred of Maura McGlinchey, Ná McCool, Kilrain, Clohan and formerly Douche, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn at 12 noon, followed by interment in Kilty Vogue Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to the Patients Comfort Fund at St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorler. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be strictly private to the immediate family only, please.